The Friend in the Shower, narrated by Leo Horn, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Workout by Harold, Fredrikstad. I woke up with a jerk, sweating and confused. My cock was rock hard, sticking out of my fly. I gently pulled on the elastic band of my boxers and managed to get my dick back inside, under control again. It was 6 o'clock. The sun was up and the curtains couldn't keep the spring light outside at bay. I'd had another erotic dream. In my dream, I was standing in the changing room getting ready for gym class. The gym teacher was an outdoor type who had been second lieutenant in the army, so there were only a few of us in the class who liked it. However, in my dream, there was no gym teacher, and no one from the class either. Just one person. It was Eric. Eric, who I really liked. We got undressed and went into the shower, joking and laughing. Eric began to lather me up, and then I woke up with a rock-hard erection. It was Thursday. The first class of the day was gym. As usual, Eric stood next to me while we changed. I tried behaving normally, but it wasn't easy after the dream I had. We were going to go to the forest and jog. Some of the others in the class talked about sneaking away to finish painting the car they were going to use for graduation. But as usual, this only ended up as talk. With the teacher leading the way, we headed out towards the woods. Eric and I were almost at the back, just like always. "Come on, Anders, let's get out of here," said Eric quietly and veered off the trail. My heart started beating a little quicker. It wasn't because we were running particularly fast. "They're probably going to Orson," said Eric, "and they probably won't check to see if everyone gets there. Let's go down to the river for a swim." Eric jogged on a little ahead of me, and I followed close to his heels. He must have recently had a haircut because the hairs on the back of his neck were very short. I started imagining how it would feel to run my hand over this freshly shaven neck, nice and prickly. The river was no bigger than a large stream. Eric tore off his t-shirt and I followed suit. I already knew how buff he was. That's why I couldn't help but look at him as we undressed. We were soon splashing around naked in the small pool. It wasn't very big or deep, so it only took a few strokes to get out into the middle. "Wonderful," shouted Eric, splashing water at me. "We should do this more often," I said, and splashed a few waves back at him. The water was cold, but not cold enough. I hope it would cool me down so that my feelings for Eric wouldn't be too apparent. But my attempts proved to be in vain. I was getting a hard-on. We soon stopped splashing around and were standing on the bottom in the middle of the pool. Our heads were barely above the water. The river looked quite strange from where we were. All I could hear was the whistling and splashing of running water. It was idyllic.